Mini pride flags planted along the flowerbeds outside North Bay City Hall were flapping in the cold October wind Saturday afternoon, as conversations were blowing hot and cold among the people who gathered nearby as part of a nationwide movement called the 1 Million March for Children. At issue is sex education and LGBTQ rights in schools. The group is advocating for the elimination of sexual orientation and gender identity curriculum, SOGI, pronouns, gender ideology and mixed bathrooms in schools. In North Bay, people could be seen carrying posters and waving flags as the two sides of the issue added their voices to countless others across the country during the peaceful rally in March. See. Dueling rallies lopsided. Gail Cook explained how North Bay's rally came together. It's about protecting the children. This isn't just about what's happening in North Bay, said Cook. The counter-protesters are making it about them. This is not about them, it never was. This is not about hate, it never was. The first one was in September and they decided we would do it again. This is a movement that is growing. Guest speaker Catherine St. George, a mother of two who also identifies as being a member of the LGBTQ community, shared her thoughts on the matter. What is happening in the schools is not okay, said St. George. There's a lot of influences out there through the schools, through the teachers, through the programs. School is for education, not trying to influence children to be something different. St. George adds it is happening at a young age. The bottom line issue that was brought forward here today is always for the protection of our children. We do not believe that our children should be subjected to sexuality so early in life when they don't even know what they want. Jill DeRoche was one of many holding handmade signs. I'm here to support trans kids. Their lives matter. They need our help. They need someone to stand out here. We're here as a counter-protest. John, who did not want to use his last name, is the grandfather of a young grandchild just starting school. He explained he attended the march as more of a fact-finding mission to hear from both sides. At times conversations lead to frustration and raised voices, but in the end, he found it quite informative. This is two groups of people that have a misunderstanding, said John. I'm just trying to talk to everybody and see out why we're in this position. I've actually learned a few things by talking to them. They've opened my eyes to some things, and I think I've opened their eyes to certain things too, said the grandfather. The only problem I have is leave the kids alone, they're innocent little kids, let them grow up, the parents are going to teach them. However, not everyone agrees that it is happening. Children are innocent, so we have to let the parents be parents. Now it feels like they're trying to take the rights away from the parents and the schools are trying to do their thing and hiding things from the parents. We can't do that. We can't hide things from the parents. There's got to be more dialogue between teachers and the parents. We have to come together to figure it out. The event ended with a march through the downtown.